Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What are you looking up? You're looking up something on your phone there?
I'm reading the Daily Mail article.
Oh, yeah. On. That's where you get all your views and opinions from, is it?
No, it's definitely not. It's where I get somebody's views and opinions or some people's views and opinions from. They're often very different to mine. But I'm just reading about Carbell, the Katie Cabell. Underwood and Belinda Chappell reuniting. What are they calling it? Sorry, the Daily Telegraph and the Herald Sun are calling it a bombshell reunion. Bardo is back.
Well, are Bardo back? Because it's sort of, I think the thing I saw was like it's half the band. And yes, it's half the band when they went down to four, I guess, but that was without Katie, so.
It's two of them. It's Katie Underwood and Belinda Chappell. And they have a single coming out called Broken Hearted. And it's going to be released on October 15th.
I mean, I guess it's kind of big news. I mean, I guess what's happened is they've been listening to Fruity Alexia and gone, you know, there's something in this whole Bardo thing. Maybe we should get it all happening again. And then gradually, you know, Sally's too busy. And
there definitely is something in this Bardo thing, and there should be a reunion of sorts, but they should really let us produce it, because I can't handle when these people go rogue. For example, the name Carbell.
Carbell.
Okay. I mean, so I love Katie and I love Belinda, but I'm not here for this name. You know what it should have been called?
Yeah.
Katie Belka. Underwood and Belinda Chappell.
Right. Should,
and then the song is called Broken Hearted. It should be, you know, or I don't know, whichever one of them has 1% more vocals on it, should be Katie Underwood featuring Belinda Chappell or Belinda Chappell featuring Katie Underwood or something.
Yeah, because people are going to recognize those two names, right? Whereas. Is Carbell, it Carbell you, or Cable?
Okay, so I just went Google. So the reason I landed on the Daily Telegraph, sorry, Daily Mail article is because I went Googling. I typed in Carbell, K-A-B-E-L. And you know what came up? Cable. No. Like cables.
Right. Like the thing you plug in your heater with.
Yeah. And it's there's an accountant's firm called Cable.
That's not what you want when you're looking up, you know, a new pop sensation.
No. And it's also a typeface by a German typeface designer.
Oh, right.
So I'm very confusing. I'm very confused.
I could have told you that.
I'm very confused by this. And I think no. And also, I guess it's a branding thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought you'd be more excited by it.
No, I love them both. I'm super excited about it. But I just don't know the name. But I'm super excited about it. And
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I am, of course, a little bit disappointed that we don't have the other girls joining them, but I do love these girls, so...
I thought there'd at least be a Tiffany because she...
Me when too!
They did that little, you know, the version of Poison for the 20th anniversary, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Sunrise and the Morning Show.
Yeah, that's right. And she was there, you know, doing her bits, which, I, you know, arguably it'd be hard to do Poison without Tiffany.
And Tiffany, very quick song. And Tiffany also still sings, you know, she's still teaching singing. So I feel like it's a bit of a miss not to have singing Tiffany in it. But
yeah, I think maybe, you know, it's hard to know what goes on behind the scenes of these things. Maybe they asked her and Sophie and Sally and, you know, they were all off gallivanting somewhere else.
It's very possible that they did ask everybody.
I believe Sophie's also had her own little release recently.
Yeah, I think she's released a new solo single, a very much a turn from what she released with her first debut album, which was, you know, not long after Bardot finished. So that was all very poppy. But this new song is very jazzy and very, well, not very jazzy, but it's a jazz style.
Well, we'll have to do, once Cabell releases, what's their song called again?
Broken Hearted.
Once they release that, and we'll have to have a little listen and then have a listen to Sophie's, and perhaps as we're going through all the Bardot songs, we can have a bit of a chat about what we think.
Are we allowed to play snippets of the songs if it's for critiquing purposes or not?
Oh, we can. We can. There's a fair use clause or whatever you call it in copyright laws in Australia.
Yeah. We can play a smidge and then comment on it.
Yeah. Has there ever been a band that's sort of gotten back together after, other than, you know, we've discussed Backstreet's Back, their second album. But has there ever been a good reunion?
Well, I think Take That reformed. And they,
did they?
Take That reformed, and they had a pretty good couple of comeback albums in the more recent years, I think. And, you know, Gary Barlow put on the Queen's Jubilee, was one of the producers or creative directors for the Queen's Jubilee concert. And they had a couple of singles out once they'd reformed. Also Steps. I mean, hello, Steps right now have got a couple of really great songs on.
Do they?
Yeah, they just released a couple of really cool songs. I think they just had a song with Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race.
All right.
Which was, they've got this great new single and they look amazing. They sound amazing. Steps are great. And they were also great. I think people underestimate Steps.
Yeah, I certainly do. They were sort of novelty at best, weren't they?
I think they were novelty. I think they were seen as novelty. I think if you listen to them, a couple of those women have incredible voices.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to forward you a link for one of their videos. And you can tell me. But I think, they've had some success. I think they've had another number one album.
Is there anyone you think that needs to reform that hasn't then?
Oh, well, actually, just before we go into that, I think Sugar Babes have just reformed and they're doing stuff. Yep. Yep,
gosh,
yep, yep.
What's happening? So
anyone else that I think needs to reform but hasn't? I kind of wish that Victoria did rejoin the Spice Girls and that they did come to Australia because I would have loved to have gone. But also I totally respect Victoria for not rejoining because she has other stuff going on.
She's busy with her footwear and
everything.
Vegan meals or whatever.
Busy with her amazing empire. And I probably would like it if Bardot, actually all of them came together for something. I think that would be pretty great. But I mean, as if
the Brisbane Olympics, that was our campaign idea, wasn't it?
Get them to perform. I mean, we've only got 10 years to get them to start talking to each other again.
Yeah, by that time, Belinda will be 56.
And they'll be ready to, they'll have mended their bridges and they'll finally be ready to talk.
Yeah.
We've just got to get them in the same room together.
Yeah. I mean, the people I'd love to reform were, who were This Beat Is Technotronic? Do you remember that song?
No.
This beat is Technotronic. What were they called? Do you not know that song?
Some disastrous 90s thing. No, I don't know
they
what
did,
that is.
They did Pump Up the Jam as well.
Oh.
Were they called Technotronic?
They could have been. I can't remember.
Anyway, the Pump Up the Jam band, which I think randomly they were Scandinavian or something, weren't they? Like all those things, Dr. Alban as well.
That was all like weird Scandi pop. I think it is Technotronic, by the way, that does Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah. So I'd love to see them back. I don't know what they're up to, but it's been a while since 1990.
I'd like to see Bewitched back together. Can you imagine? Four middle-aged Irish girls let themselves go.
Yeah.
All with like a beer in their hands. Irish dancing on their way down the street from a pub.
I didn't know they were Irish.
Oh, I've made that up. Aren't they Irish? Maybe they are.
Well, they could be. Yeah.
Yeah, because in one of the songs, goes, "Some people say I look like me dad," and it's all like Irish. Some people say I look like me dad, and I think they're Irish. They might not be. I should probably check that out. I tell you what, the amount of things that I've misquoted in this podcast is outrageous.
Well, that's half the fun. It's like the good old days before we had Google. You were allowed to make stuff up and that was a fact, you know.
That's true. Oh, here you go. Yeah. I'm correct. They are Irish.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And they've got very Irish names. Adele, Keevy, Lindsay and Sinead. Well, that's not even an Irish accent.
I know. I always shy away from doing accents because it's just embarrassing if I get it wrong. So.
Yep, like that. Exactly like that.
I've got pop quiz for you then.
Yeah, go on, hit me.
Where's Lou Bega from? Mumbo number 5.
Oh, a little bit of Monica in my life. Trinidad and Tobago.
Close.
Oh, Turks and Caicos?
No, Germany.
Nothing like that. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was German.
I bought that CD single with you.
Did you?
Yeah, in
Melbourne.
How
do you remember?
Because I bought 4 CD singles at the same time and that was one of them.
Ah. Well, this is when we did our school trip to Melbourne, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I bought that one. I bought Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I bought Venga Boys, Boom, 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 Boom.
Yeah.
And I think a Madison Avenue single.
Ah. The Madison Avenue single rings a bell. I think out of those, probably if I went over to your house, it was probably the one I wanted to listen to the most, I reckon.
I love Madison Avenue. And you know what? I read a rumor that when Bardot folded, Belinda Chappell was going to replace the woman singer in Madison Avenue.
Oh, right.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great. I mean, I still like that song, Don't Call Me Baby.
I feel like there's an opportunity there. In fact, I think we should maybe get Andy Van, who was a DJ from Madison Avenue.
Right.
He should do like a new track for Bardot.
Well, get him on the phone quick.
Just find his phone number,
Yeah. Oh, well, it's all very big news anyway for any Bardot fans. I mean, out of all of them, it's those two that have caught up and I wouldn't have picked it. But so that's, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out, I think.
Anytime I get to see Katie Underwood especially, but also I love Belinda, together, I'm excited about this. I wish Tiffany had done it and I wish Sally and Sophie, of course, but it's nice to see Sophie's got a single out and, we hope that they all do well with what they're bringing out and hope
good
that
luck
their
to
direction.
Them.
Yeah, good luck to them with their
Isn't
new direction.
Isn't that such a patronising phrase? Good luck to them.
We wish them all the best.
Yeah. Now, we have a little Instagram where you can follow us, at @FruityAlexiaPodcast.
Yeah.
I can never remember this. Is it pod or podcast? Is it just Fruity Alexia or is that
Fruity Alexia Podcast?
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure there are some other Fruity Alexias on there that might be a bit iffy if you follow them. So make sure, it's the bright pink words Fruity Alexia.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. And, there's other things you can like, subscribe, there's a little Acast page in our description where you can flick us a little donation just to, keep me in the coffee and tea and chips that I am accustomed to.
Coffee, tea and chips particularly.
Yeah. And I think we're going to go away and record one of our big episodes next. So shall we hop to it?
Hop to it. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's hop to it then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.